弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
我希望我们开始唱这首诗歌的时候啊，我们心里面是一个欢跳的。
I hope when we sing this hymn, we have a joyful heart.
在我们开始的时候，我们要来读几处的圣经。
Let's first start by reading the scripture together.
我们今天要读的都是在旧约圣经的里面。
The scripture verses we're reading are all in the Old Testament.
我们先要翻到历代志下二十九章。
Let's first turn to 2 Chronicles chapter 29.
历代志下二十九章。
2 Chronicles chapter 29.
第一、第二节。
Verse 1 to 2.
西西家登基的时候年二十五岁，在耶路撒冷作王二十九年。他母亲名叫亚比亚，是撒加利亚的女儿。西西家行耶和华眼中看为正的事，效法他主大卫一切所行的。
Hezekiah was 25 years old when he became king, and he reigned in Jerusalem 29 years. His mother's name was Abijah, daughter of Zechariah. He did what was right in the eyes of the Lord, just as his father David had done.
第三节到第五节。
Verse 3-5.
元年正月，开了耶和华殿的门，重新修理。他召众祭司和利未人来，聚集在东边的宽阔处，对他们说：“利未人啊，当听我说，现在你们要洁净自己，又洁净耶和华你们列祖神的殿，从圣所中除去污秽之物。”
In the first month of the first year of his reign, he opened the doors of the temple of the Lord and repaired them. He brought in the priests and the Levites.Assemble them in the square on the east side, and said to them, Listen to me, Levites. Consecrate yourself now and consecrate the temple of the Lord, the God of your ancestors. Remove all defilement from the sanctuary.
下面我们翻到三十章。
Chapter 30.
三十章第一、第二节。
Verse, chapter 30, verse 1 to 2.
西家差遣人去见以色列和犹大众人，又写信给以法莲和马拿西人，叫他们到耶路撒冷耶和华的殿，向耶和华以色列的神守逾越节。因为王和众首领并耶路撒冷全会众已经商议，要在二月内守逾越节。
Hezekiah sent word to all Israel and Judah, and also wrote letters to Ephraim and Manasseh.Inviting them to come to the temple of the Lord in Jerusalem and celebrate the Passover to the Lord, the God of Israel. For the king and his officials and the whole assembly in Jerusalem had decided to celebrate the Passover in the second month.
十三节到第十五节。
Verse 13 to
15. 二月有许多人在耶路撒冷聚集，成为大会，要守除酵节。他们起来把耶路撒冷的祭坛和烧香的坛都尽都除去，抛在基伦溪中。二月十四日宰了逾越节的羊羔，祭司以利未人觉得惭愧，就洁净自己，把燔祭献到耶和华殿中。
In the second month, they began the celebration of the festival of unleavened bread. They removed the altars in Jerusalem and cleared away the incense altars.And threw them into the Kidron Valley. They slaughtered the Passover lamb on the 14th day of the second month. And the priests and the Levites were ashamed of themselves, and consecrated themselves and brought burnt offerings to the house of the Lord.
二十三节。
Verse 23.
全会众商议要再守节七日，于是欢欢喜喜的又守节七日。
The whole assembly then agreed to celebrate the festival another 7 days. So for another 7 days, they celebrated joyfully.
接下来二十六节、二十七节，包括三十一章的第一节。
Then verse 26 to 27 and chapter 31, verse 1.
这样在耶路撒冷大有喜乐。自从以色列王大卫儿子所罗门的时候，在耶路撒冷没有这样的喜乐。那时祭司利未人起来为民祝福，他们的声音蒙神垂听，他们的祷告达到天上的圣所。这时祭都完毕，在那里的以色列众人就到犹大的城邑，打碎柱像，砍断木偶，又在犹大、便雅悯、以法莲、马拿西遍地将丘坛和祭坛拆毁净尽。于是以色列众人各回各城，各归各地。
There was great joy in Jerusalem, for since the days of Solomon, son of David, king of Israel, there had been nothing like this in Jerusalem. Then the priests and the Levites stood to bless the people, and God heard them, for their prayer reached heaven, his holy dwelling place. When all this had ended, the Israelites who were there went out to the town of Judah, smashed the sacred stones, and cut down the Asherah poles. They destroyed the high places and the altars throughout Judah and Benjamin and in Ephraim and Manasseh. After they had destroyed all of them, the Israelites returned to their own towns and to their own property.
32章
Chapter
32 24节25节
Verse 24-25
那时西西家病得要死 就祷告耶和华 耶和华应允他 赐他一个兆头 西家却没有照他所蒙的恩报答耶和华，因他心里骄傲，所以愤怒要临到他和犹大并耶路撒冷。
Verse 24-25 In those days Hezekiah became ill and was at the point of death. He prayed to the Lord, who answered him and gave him a miraculous sign. But Hezekiah's heart was proud, and he did not respond to the kindness shown him. Therefore the Lord's wrath was on him, and on Judah and Jerusalem.
27节到31节
Verse 27-31
西家大有尊荣，资财，建造库府，收藏金银、宝石、香料、盾牌和各样的宝器，又建造仓房，收藏五谷、新酒和油，又为各类的牲畜棚盖立圈，并且建立城邑，还有许多的羊群、牛群，因为神赐他极多的财产。 这西西家也塞住积蓄的上源，饮水直下，留在大卫城的西边。西西家所行的事，尽都亨通。唯有一件事，就是巴比伦王差遣使者来见西西家，访问国中所献的奇事。这件事神离开他，要试验他，好知道他心内如何。
Hezekiah had a very great wealth and honor. And he made treasures for his silver and gold and for his precious stones, spices, shields, and all kinds of valuables. He also made buildings to store the harvest of grain, new wine, and olive oil. And he made stalls for various kinds of cattle and pens for the flocks. He built villages and acquired great numbers of flocks and herds, for God had given him very great riches. It was Hezekiah who blocked the upper outlet of the Gibeon spring and channeled the water down to the west side of the city of David. He succeeded in everything he undertook, but when envoys were sent by the rulers of Babylon to ask him about the miraculous sign that had occurred in this land, God left him to test him and to know everything that was in his heart.
最后我们翻到以赛亚书40章
And let's turn to the book of Isaiah, chapter 40.
以赛亚书40章28节到31节
Isaiah 40, verse 28-31.
你岂不曾知道,你岂不曾听见吗? 永在的神耶和华,创造地极的主,并不疲乏,也不困倦,他的智慧无法测度,疲乏的他赐能力,软弱的他加力量。 就是少年人也要疲乏困倦，强壮的也必全然跌倒。但那等候耶和华的必重新得力，他们必如鹰展翅上腾，他们奔跑却不困倦，行走却不疲乏。
Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary, and his understanding no one can fathom. He gives strength to the weary and increase the power of the weak. Even youth grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint.
低头有些祷告。
Let's bow our head to pray.
主啊，我们感谢你。 当我们一起聚集的时候，主啊，我们求你天上的荣光就充满在我们的当中。
Lord, we thank you that we pray that when we gather together, the heavenly glory will be among us.
也求你这个天上的荣光在我们每个人的心中来做这样一个带领的一个工作。
May this heavenly glory will lead us, lead each one of us in our heart.
在你的心，在我们的心里面，能够来更多的生出这样一个渴慕，更多的能够来生出最天上荣光的这样一个渴慕。
So that in our heart we will have this desire for this heavenly glory.
我们求你继续的能够来祝福带领下面的时间。
May you continue to bless and lead the following time.
奉主的名祷告。
In Jesus' name.
Amen. 好，我们中间的五年级的孩子从这个月开始，他们要用三个月的时间要来一起来读一本叫预言书。
Starting from this month, our fifth graders will start reading a book of parables. It's entitled Hinds Feet on High Places. Yeah.
这本书的名字叫 Hinds Feet on High Places, 就是鲁姆路的蹄稳行在高处。
The title is Hinds Feet on High Places.
我们中间五年级的小朋友过去至少有十年多的时间，在这个时候呢，都会来一起来读这本书。
For at least over 10 years, all the fifth graders in our church, they will read this book.
孩子们读完之后会把这本书带回家。
After they finish reading this book, they will bring this book home.
所以你家中有几个孩子在这里上过五年级主日学的话呢，这本书在你们的家里就有几本。
So if you have children attending the fifth graders here, then that's how many books you will have, how many of this book you will have in your house.
像我们家就有两本。
For example, in our house, we have two.
这本书是讲到一个小女孩，她如何离开她原先居住的地方，她一步一步，一站一站的往上行。
This book tells of a story of a little girl who left her original place and step by step, station by station, she moved to the higher place.
她最终呢来到了这样高处。
And eventually she reached the higher place.
在她一路上面有许多的地方，也有许多的时候会让她放弃，会让她停下来。
There are a lot of moments, a lot of places that led her to think about she want to give up.
有的时候呢是一些艰难危险叫她要放弃，让她停下来。
Sometimes it's the hardships, the challenges that cause her to want to give up.
但有的时候呢也有一些美好的地方呢会让她停滞不前。
Sometimes it's beautiful, it's the beautiful places that make her want to stop.
但我们看到这位小女孩呢她没有放弃，没有停下来，而是一路呢能够来听从她牧人，最终呢她来到了高处。
But we can see this little girl, she did not linger or give up, but she followed the leading of her shepherd and to where she wanted to be.
如果大家有机会的话呢可以读一下这本书。
If you have the opportunity, I would encourage you to read this book.
这里说到的高处不是指天堂。
This high place that's referred to here is not referring to the heaven.
而是说到一个基督徒他得胜的一个生活。
But it's talking about the victorious life a Christian should live.
说到我们每一个神的儿女属灵生命的不断的成长。
It's talking about the continuous spiritual growth of a God's child.
说到我们每一个人都有一条要跑的路。
It's talking about the race that's marked out for us.
我们都已经知道今年我们夏令会的主题是关于天国。
Well, no, the theme of our summer conference this year is the kingdom of heaven.
其中有一个题目叫我们要丰丰富富的进神的国。
One topic is abundantly entering God's kingdom.
要丰丰富富的进到神的国里，我们是要努力进去的。
To abundantly enter the kingdom of God, we need to strive to enter.
只有努力的人才能得着。
Only those who strive can obtain it.
因为这条路不是一条容易的路，而是要努力的，要继续不断的往前，才能最终达到高处。
Because this road is not an easy one.We need to put our effort in and we will strive to enter into it.
在往高处的这条路上会有仇敌的拦阻。
Along this upward path, there will be the effort of our enemy.
因为神的工作是叫人得生命，得更丰盛的生命。
Because God's work is to give us life.
而仇敌的工作就是来破坏神的工作。
And the enemy's work is to destroy God's work.
叫人得不着生命。得不着更丰盛的生命。
So we cannot gain this life and life more abundantly.
而另一个更主要的原因叫我们不能一直往前来到了高处，是因为我们自己的疲乏困倦和软弱叫我们无法持久的奔跑。
Another reason that we could not reach to where we wanted to be is because of our own weakness, our own fatigue.
所以我们开始念到的以赛亚书四十章当中就是说到，就是少年人也要疲乏困倦，强壮的也必全然跌倒。
And the book of Isaiah chapter 40, which we read earlier, says, even youth will become exhausted and weary, and the strongest are also bound to stumble and fall.
我们会有困倦疲乏的时候。
There will be time we were tired and we were weary.
但神的心意则是叫我们能够来重新得力，要我们奔跑却不困倦，好叫我们能够来一直跑在我们当跑的路上。
But God desires for us to not grow weary. He wants us to regain our strength so we can run this path that's marked out for us.
这就是今天我要交通的负担。
This is my burden for today.
下面我们就要从两个方面来看我们如何才能奔跑不困倦。
Now let's look at from two aspects. How can we run and not grow weary?
是一个不断奔跑的人。
And to become a persistent runner.
首先我们要一起看一个奔跑的人应该是一个怎样的人。
First, let's look at what kind of person we should be to be a runner.
其实我们也要来一起看有什么会影响到我们的奔跑。
And then let's look at what can affect us persistent running.
叫这些能够来成为我们的提醒，让我们成为真正成为一个不断奔跑的人。
So that we can be reminded, so that we can be a persistent runner.
神把一些人物放在圣经的当中，它有很多的一些特殊的、特别的属灵的意义。
God put some particular figures in the Bible because they have some special spiritual meanings.
这些人物他们属灵经历上的，无论是得胜和失败，都能够来成为我们属灵生活当中的学习和警戒。
The failures and the victories of those people can become lessons and cautions for our spiritual growth.
希西家就是旧约圣经当中所记载的一个特殊的人物。
Hezekiah is a special figure that's recorded in the Old Testament.
圣经中对希西家有许多的描，许多的描述，包括在列王记下、历代之下以及以赛亚书中。
There are a lot of descriptions of Hezekiah in the book of Chronicles and Isaiah and the Kings.
总共有十一章的篇幅来记载希西家。
In total, there are 11 chapters about Hezekiah.
希西家是犹大国的一位君王。
Hezekiah was a king of Judah.
他25岁的时候登基，在耶路撒冷作王29年。
He became the king at the age of 25 and reigned for 29 years in Jerusalem.
希西家所处的时代在环境上是极其黑暗和混乱的。
The time period in which he lived was extremely dark and chaotic.
当时神的百姓被分成了两个国家，北面以色列国和南面的犹大国。
At that time, God's people were divided into two kingdoms. In the north, there's the northern kingdom of Israel and the southern kingdom of Judah.
不仅如此，在希西家在犹大作王的时候，他亲身经历到北国的以色列国被亚述帝国攻取。
During Hezekiah's reign over Judah, he personally experienced the northern kingdom of Israel being conquered by Assyria.
他亲眼看见以色列国的百姓被掳到亚述。
And he witnessed with his own eyes that the Israelites were taken into captivity.
我想希西家会很明显的感到悲伤。
I think obviously he will be really saddened by seeing this.
因为是他以色列的弟兄姊妹被仇敌掳去。
Because it was his Israelite brothers and sisters who were taken to captivity.
而且亚述国的下一个目标就是他作王的犹大国。
And the Assyria's next target is his own kingdom.
希西家不仅面临着外面环境的黑暗，而且他自己所处的属灵环境也是非常的荒凉。
Hezekiah not only faced a dark external environment, but his own inner spiritual condition was also very desolate.
他父亲亚哈斯在犹大作王16年。
His father Ahaz has reigned Judah for 16 years.
圣经说到亚哈斯不行耶和华眼中看为正的事，反而献祭给外邦的神，并将神殿里的器皿破坏，而且封闭耶和华殿的门。
The Bible says Ahaz did not do what was right in the eyes of God. Instead, he sacrificed to foreign gods, destroyed the vessels of God's temple. And even shut the door of God's temple.
这就是西西家做王之前所处的属灵环境。
This was the external circumstance of Hezekiah before he became the king.
但很稀奇，神对西西家王的评价却是，西西家行耶和华眼中看为正的事，效法他主大卫一切所行的。
But remarkably, God said, Hezekiah did what was right in God's heart, and he did just as his father David had done.
从西西家身上，我们可以来学习，即使他的环境是黑暗荒凉的，他开始的时候仍然能够跑在当跑的路上。
What we can learn from Hezekiah is, despite the external dark environment he was in, he can still run the race that was marked out for him.
今天我们也处在这个末世。我们周围也是一片黑暗和混乱。
Today we are also in the end times, and we are also surrounded by chaos and darkness.
我们也知道这种情况会变得越来越黑暗，越来越混乱。
And we also know it will only grow darker and more chaotic.
在这样的环境当中，我们如何能够奔跑在当跑的路上
？In such an environment, how can we continue to run the race that was marked out for us?
所以下面我们就要从西西家的身上，我们来一起能够来学习。
So now we can learn the lesson from Hezekiah.
第一，一个奔跑的人是一个为神奔跑的人。
First, a runner is someone who runs for God.
在西西家做王之后，在元年正月，他开了耶和华殿的门。
In the first month of first year of Hezekiah's reign as a king, he opened the temple of God.
我们看到到西西家做王之后，他所做的第一件事就是开了被关闭的耶和华殿的门。
We can see that right after he became the king, the first thing he did was to open the door of the temple.
当时年仅25岁的西西家刚做王的时候，他其实面临着许多重大的事情，他要来解决。
At the age of 25, when Hezekiah became the king, he was faced with a lot of major tasks.
他要来安排好他王国的人事。
He needs to arrange the internal affairs of his own kingdom.
他要来对付外面亚述这个强大的敌人。
He needs to tackle the enemy who is very strong, Assyria.
他也应该来加强犹大国的军事等等。
He also needs to strengthen Judah's military forces, etc.
但西西家做王之后所做的第一件事，则是重新打开了圣殿的门。
But after he became the king, the very first thing he did was to open the doors of the temple of God.
因为西西家觉得，圣殿的门被重新开启是最重要的一件事情。
Because Hezekiah believed the most important thing was to open the door of the temple of God.
圣殿是神的家。
The temple of God is God's house.
而关闭的圣殿则是把神关在了他家的外面。
And the closure of the God's house is to close God outside of his own home.
我们看到西西家是一个对神的家有感觉的人。
We can see Hezekiah was someone sensitive to God's house.
是一个以神的家为念的人。
Who is mindful of the things of God's house.
他是一个为着神的人。
He's someone who is for God.
我们知道圣殿是他父亲亚哈斯做王的时候关闭的。
We know the temple of God was closed in his father's reign.
西西家开耶和华殿的门是来完全改正他父亲所做的事。
When Hezekiah opened the door of the temple, was to completely correct his father's wrongdoing.
但西西家看重神的家过于他自己的父家。
But Hezekiah valued the house of God more than his own household.
他看重神的家过于看重神过于其他的一切。
He valued God's house and valued God more than anything else.
我们都记得主耶稣在地上，当他十二岁去耶路撒冷过逾越节。
We remember when Jesus went to Jerusalem to observe Passover when he was 12.
后来他地上的父母在圣殿里找到他时的时候。
When his parents found him in the temple.
这是圣经当中第一次记载了主耶稣在地上33年中所说的话。
This is the time when the Bible recorded the first time when Jesus said during the 33 years on earth.
岂不知我应当以我父的事为念吗？
Didn't you know I had to be in my father's house?
这被记载的第一句话就让我们看见主耶稣在他年幼的时候就已经把父神的事放在了他的心上。
This first thing recorded that Jesus said has shown us that even when Jesus was at a young age, he was mindful of God's house.
所以接着圣经说到，耶稣的智慧和身量，并神和人喜爱他的都一同增长。
Then the Bible says, and Jesus grew in wisdom and stature, and in favor with God and man.
因为主耶稣是一个以神家的事为念的。
Because Lord Jesus was someone who is mindful of God's house.
一个以神家的事为念的人，一定是能在属灵生命上有长进的人。
If one is mindful of God's house, he will surely grow spiritually.
一个以神家的事为念的人，一定是能够来为着神而起来奔跑的人。
If someone is who is mindful of God, he will surely rise to run for God.
因着对神的火热，我们才能够不断的奔跑。
It is through our zeal for God can we continuously and persistently run for God.
西西家开了耶和华殿的门之后，就重新修理。
After Hezekiah opened the door of the temple of God, he repaired it.
只有当我们以神家的事为念，看重神家的时候，我们才能真正看见神家的光景。
Only when we are mindful of God's house and value God's house can we truly see the condition of God's house.
我们才会对神家的光景有感觉，有反应。
Only when that time can we have sensitive, can we be sensitive and respond to the condition of it.
所以当西西家打开了耶和华殿的门之后，他看见了什么呢？
So what did Hezekiah see when he opened the door?
他看见了里面有污秽之物。
He saw there were defiled things in it.
他看见了廊门是封锁的。
He saw the doors are shut.
他看见灯火是吹灭的。
He saw the shut doors of the particles and the lamps are out.
他看见在圣所里没有献祭，也没有烧香。
He saw there is no burnt offerings or incense.
当西西家打开圣殿的门，当他看见了圣殿当时污秽败坏的光景之后，他就起来修理圣殿。
When Hezekiah opened the door of God's temple and saw the defiled and desolate condition, he rose to repair it.
他就起来洁净圣殿，来除去一切的污秽之物。
He purified the temple and removed all the impurities.
圣经说到，他们一共用了16天的时间洁净了圣殿。
The Bible said they altogether spent 16 days to purify the temple.
西西家洁净了圣殿之后，就马上召聚了祭司利未人，在圣殿开始恢复献祭和敬拜。
After Hezekiah purified the temple, he immediately gathered the priests and the Levites to begin restoring sacrifice and worship in the temple.
而且西西家也带领全体百姓一起来奉献。
He also led all the people to offer sacrifice together.
圣经说到，百姓所奉献给神的甚多，以至于祭司都不够用。
The Bible said the people gave so abundantly to God that there were not enough priests to handle it.
这就是圣殿的门被打开之后的光景。
This is the situation after the doors of the temple of God was opened.
只有圣殿的门被打开了，我们才能真正看见里面的真实光景。
Only when the temple doors were opened can we truly see the condition.
我们才会因着这个真正的看见有这样一个反应。
And then can we respond to this condition we saw?
而当圣殿的门如果是关闭的，我们仍是无法看见圣殿真正的光景的。
But if the temple doors are shut, there is no way we can see the true condition of it.
我们记得主耶稣有一次到了圣殿，就赶出了殿里一切做买卖的。
We remember once when Jesus entered into the temple, he drove out all the people selling and buying there.
其实当时在人的眼中，他们所看见的圣殿是非常热闹兴旺的。
In the eyes of people at that time, the temple they saw were hustling and bustling.
他们说这个圣殿是何等的华丽，是何等的殿宇。
They said it's so splendid, what a temple.
但在主的眼中，那个殿却是污秽的，是荒凉的。
But in God's eye, this temple is desolate, it's defiled.
因为在神的眼中，那个殿的门是关闭的。
Because in God's eye, the temple is closed.
人无法看见圣殿真正的光景。
And people could not see the true condition of it.
我们要在属灵生命上能够不断的成长，要在属灵的道路上不断的奔跑，我们先要来开耶和华殿的门。
For us to continue to grow spiritually and to continue to run the spiritual race, we have to first open the doors of God's temple.
我们先要以神家的事为念，要来先来看众神。
We need to be mindful of God's house and to value God first.
只有圣殿的门被打开了，才能带进洁净，带进侍奉，带进敬拜和赞美，来带进奉献。
Only when the doors of the temple are opened can purify come, can serving come, can worship and praise come and offering.
我们感谢主，我们常常会看见在我们当中一些刚蒙得救的弟兄姐妹，他们一信主，他们就来打开圣殿的门。
We thank the Lord. We can see a lot of the newly saved brothers and sisters who, as soon as they believe in the Lord, they come to open the doors of the temple.
他们就开始来看重神，来以神家的事为念。
They begin to value God and to be mindful of God's house.
他们就来一同聚会，来到神家中，能够来一起擘饼，能够来一起敬拜赞美主。
They come to the meetings. They come to God's house to break bread together to worship and praise God.
也来一起在神家中开始服侍。
And they also start to serve the Lord in God's house.
这就是当我们打开圣殿门所带来的祝福。
These are the blessings that we usher in after we open the doors of house, of the God's house.
在历代志刚开始的时候，有一段记载。
And at the beginning of the Chronicles, there is one recording.
当以色列的百姓从巴比伦被掳之地归回耶路撒冷的时候。
When the Israelites returned to Jerusalem from Babylon,
他们所恢复设立的第一班人是守门的人。
The first duty they restored was the duty of the gatekeepers.
守门的人，他一个重要的责任就是每日早晨开圣殿的门。
A very important responsibility of the gatekeepers was to open the door of the temple of God every morning.
他们要先让圣殿里充满了敬拜。
They want to fill the house of God with worship.
愿我们每一个人都是开圣殿门的人。
May each one of us be the gatekeepers who open the doors of the temple.
每早晨都来打开圣殿的门。
And every morning we open the doors of the temple.
我们都是以神家的事为念的人。
And we're all mindful of the things of God's house.
是一个为着神而奔跑的人。
Are the runners for God.
第二，一个奔跑的人是一个以神的喜乐为满足的人。
Second, a runner is someone who is satisfied with the joy of God.
我们看到在历代志下30章，那是西西家已经在耶路撒冷洁净了圣殿，也恢复了在圣殿中的敬拜和侍奉。
We can see in 2 Chronicles chapter 30, at that time Hezekiah has already purified the temple, and they have restored the worship and the service in the temple.
这个时候，他们就要来向耶和华来守逾越节。
At this time, they intend to observe the Passover to God.
逾越节是神借着摩西告诉以色列百姓要守的七个节期当中的第一个。
The Passover was the first of the seven festivals that God told Israel to observe through Moses.
这第一个节期逾越节不仅说到神的救恩，也看见这是神在我们身上做工的起头。
The Passover was not only about God's salvation, but also marked the beginning of God's work.
所以那时西西家就差遣人去见以色列和犹大众人，叫他们到耶路撒冷耶和华殿向耶和华以色列的守逾越节。
So at that time, Hezekiah sent a word to Israel and Judah, inviting them to come to the temple of God to observe Passover.
我们知道当时神的百姓是分开在两个国家里的。
We know at that time God's people were divided into two kingdoms.
原本按照神的心意，所有的以色列百姓是应该每年到耶路撒冷来过逾越节的。
Originally, according to God, all the Israelites are supposed to celebrate Passover in Israel.
当在所罗门王死了之后，他们就分开了。
But after King Solomon died, they're all divided.
那是北国的以色列的王耶罗波安，他害怕他的国以色列国的百姓上耶路撒冷去献祭去过节，他就造了两个金牛犊。
The king of the northern kingdom, Jeroboam, he was afraid that the people would go to Jerusalem to offer sacrifice. He built two calves.
他一个放在伯特里，一个放在但，他就到以色列的百姓在那里献祭过节。
One he put in Bethel and the other in Dan. And he told the Israelites to offer sacrifice and celebrate the festival there instead.
因着这件事，他就叫百姓陷在了罪里，这是神所不喜悦的。
Because of this, the Israelites fall into sin, which displeased God.
而西西家在这里做了一件事情。
But this is another thing Hezekiah did.
他不仅叫犹大国的百姓上耶路撒冷来过逾越节，而且也邀请所有在各处的以色列百姓上耶路撒冷来过逾越节。
He not only called the people from Judah to come to Jerusalem to celebrate Passover, but he also called all the people, invited all the Israelites to scattered abroad to go to Jerusalem to celebrate Passover.
西西家知道神所喜悦的是所有以色列的十二个支派都到耶路撒冷耶和华的殿一同来守逾越节。
Hezekiah knows what will please God is to gather all the Israelites from all the 12 tribes to celebrate the Passover in Jerusalem.
神实在喜悦他的百姓能够来聚在一起，一同来敬拜他，一同来享受他。
God truly delights in seeing all his people gather together to worship him and enjoy him.
即使当时这百姓不是在律法上所定规的正月十四日来过逾越节。
Even though his people do not celebrate the Passover on the 14th day, the day that God commanded.
但我们的神是看人心的神。
But God looks at people's hearts.
所以我们看见当时百姓是在二月十四日在耶路撒冷聚集宰了逾越节的羔羊。
So we see people gather together on the 14th day of the second month, and he slaughtered the lamb and to observe the Passover.
在那里守除酵节七日。
And they observed the 7th day of unleavened bread.
圣经说到，在耶路撒冷的以色列人大大的喜乐，这是因为神的喜乐充满在百姓中间。
The scripture says there was great rejoicing in Jerusalem among the Israelites because the joy of the Lord filled the people.
我们看到这样一个光景，当神的喜乐充满在神的百姓中间的时候，这个喜乐是何等的大。
We can see when God's joy filled the people, how great is this joy?
我们就看到这个喜乐满意的光景。
We can see the joy was to the point of overflowing.
当锁定的七日过去之后，他们再决定要再守节七日。
After the 7 days of celebration was over, they decided to celebrate for another 7 days.
于是百姓欢欢喜喜的又守节七日。
Therefore, the people joyfully celebrated another 7 days.
圣经特别说到，这样在耶路撒冷大有喜乐。自从以色列王大卫儿子所罗门的时候，在耶路撒冷没有这样的喜乐。
The scripture specifically said there was great rejoicing in Jerusalem. For since the days of Solomon, son of David, king of Israel, there had not been anything like this in Jerusalem.
当神和人一同喜乐，就再也没有任何其他的比这个喜乐更大了。
When God rejoices together with man, there is no greater joy than this.
神的喜乐成为了人真正的喜乐，真正的满足。
God's joy became the true satisfaction and the joy of men.
当我们的神的喜乐成为了我们的满足的时候，其他一切的也不能再成为我们的满足和享受。
When God's joy become our satisfaction, nothing else will be our joy and our satisfaction anymore.
所以我们就看到了当时一个光景。
So we can see one situation.
我们看到那些在耶路撒冷过完十四天逾越节的以色列众人，就到犹大的城邑打碎柱像，砍断木偶，又在犹大、便雅悯、以法莲、马拿西遍地将丘坛和祭坛尽都拆毁。
So we see that after observing the 14-day Passover in Jerusalem, the Israelites went out to the cities of Judah, smashing the sacred pillars, cutting down the Asherah poles, and demolishing completely the high places and altars throughout Judah, Benjamin, Ephraim, and Manasseh.
当我们能单单的以神为我们的喜乐、为我满足的时候，我们就能够来除去一切缠累我们的，叫我们是一个不断奔跑的人。
When God is solely our joy and satisfaction, we can remove all things that entangle us, and we can be a runner.
是一个以神喜乐而满足的人，是一个奔跑的人。
a person whose joy and satisfaction is the God's joy, and that's a person who is a runner of God.
第三，一个奔跑的人是以神的话为力量的人。
Third, a runner is someone who is strengthened by God's word.
西西家25岁做王，就开了耶和华殿的门，修理和洁净圣殿。
When Hezekiah became the king at the age of 25, he opened the door of the temple of God and he purified God's house.
他恢复了祭司利未人在圣殿当中的侍奉和敬拜。
He restored the service of the priests and the Levites in the temple of God.
西西家也带领全以色列的百姓在耶路撒冷一起来守逾越节。
He also led all the Israelites to observe the Passover with the Levites.
那么西西家为什么一开始就有这么大的勇气和力量来做这些事呢？
So how did Hezekiah gain such courage and strength to do such thing?
我们知道一个人属灵生命的成长是要有一个过程的。
We know the life's spiritual growth is a process.
同样，西西家也不可能他一做王，他的属灵的生命就直接成熟。
Likewise, Hezekiah could not have gained such strength or maturity as soon as he became the king.
我们知道他过去的环境并没有给他带来良好的属灵成长的条件。
We know the condition, the external environment he was not helpful in helping him to grow spiritually.
相反，这些环境是会让人的灵下沉的。
Contrarily, those conditions can cause a person to sink spiritually.
那么他的力量的秘诀是什么呢？
So what was his secret?
当我们来仔细来看西西家王做王之后他所做的事，我们就会发现一件事情。
So if we look at the things that happened after he became the king, we will see one thing.
我们就会发现其实西西家就是在恢复神定规他的百姓所应该做的事情。
We can see that he was simply restoring what God commanded people to do.
西西家所做的事情不是他自己的主意。
The things that's not in his own mind, not in his own ideas.
他只是遵循了神的话，遵循了当时神借摩西所颁布的律法。
He was only following God's word, following the law that God gave to people through Moses.
我相信西西家是一个读神话语的人。
I believe Hezekiah was someone who read God's word.
他是一个明白神话语的人。
He was someone who understood God's word.
神的话在他里面成为了光。
God's word became the light within for him.
虽然周围一片的黑暗跟荒凉，但他里面有神的话成为了他的光。
Despite the surrounding darkness and desolation, God's word has become the light within him.
正因为这个光能够让他在周围黑暗的当中，他还能够来奔跑。
This light enabled him to continue to run despite the surrounding darkness.
我们读主的话，默想主的话，是一个隐藏的暗中的生活。
When we read God's word and meditate on God's word, it's a hidden life we're leading.
我们读主的话，默想神的话，不是为了来分享。
As we read God's word and meditate on His word, it's not for us to share His word only.
这个隐藏暗中的生活，这就是我们在周围黑暗当中仍然能够奔跑的秘诀。
This hidden life is a secret that we can run in darkness surrounding us.
因为我们的力量是因为我们里面有神的话。
Our strength is because the inner light we have through reading God's word.
神的话是我们脚前的灯，是我们路上的光。
God's word is a light to our path and a lamp to our feet.
是带领我们可以一直奔跑在当跑的路上。
It's the light that can lead us on the path that's marked out for us.
神的话也是我们生命的粮，使我们在奔跑的时候有力量。
It is also the life of the bread of our life.Which can strengthen us when we run this race.
一个奔跑的人，一个奔跑却不困倦的人，是一个以神的话为力量的人。
A person who is a runner who will not grow weary is someone who is strengthened by God's word.
西西家是一个奔跑的人，他起来奔跑是为着神的家，是为着神。
Hezekiah is a runner. He runs for God, for God's house.
他能够来起来奔跑，是因为神的喜乐，是神的喜乐成为了他奔跑的满足。
He can be the runner for God because God's joy has become his strength and his satisfaction.
西西家可以有力量来奔跑，是因为他有往下扎根的生活，是神的话成为了他奔跑的力量。
Hezekiah was able to run for God because he is rooted down, and God's word became the strength of his running.
圣经不仅记载了基甲他爱神为神大发热心的一面。
The Bible not only recorded the time when Hezekiah was zealous for God and he was running for God.
而且也真实地记载了他后面的失败，他不再奔跑的一面。
But he also recorded the time when he failed and he stopped running.
这让我们看到，当我们在奔跑的时候，是会有困倦，是会有停下来，甚至坐下来的时候。
Through this, we can see when we run, there will be times that we were weary, we have fatigue, and we even wanted to sit down.
我们是会碰到叫我们不再奔跑，不再往前，无法来跑完我们当跑的路。
We even come at a point that we will no longer want to continue with our running, and we will not run the race that's marked out for us.
西加身上的失败可以成为我们的警戒，来提醒我们，让我们能够来除去。叫我们不能不再奔跑的原因。
The failure of Hezekiah can be our caution, so that we can remove the things that entangle us, that stop us from running.
是为了让我们能够起来重新奔跑，叫我们奔跑却不困倦。
So we can rise up and continue running, so we can run without being weary.
那么有哪些原因是叫西西家不再奔跑了呢？
So what are the reasons that stop Hezekiah from continually running?
首先我们要知道，我们不再奔跑在当跑的路上，是因为我们开始为我们自己奔跑。
We need to see first, when we stop running, it's because we start to run for ourselves.
在西西家做王14年的时候，圣经说到，那是西西家病得要死。
The Bible said in the 14th year of Hezekiah's reign, Hezekiah was so ill to the point of death.
神差以赛亚去告诉他说：“你必死，不能活了。”
God sent Isaiah to tell him, "You are going to die, and you will not recover."
我们看到西家听见之后，就转脸朝墙，他就来祷告耶和华。
We can see after Hezekiah heard this, Hezekiah turned to the wall and prayed to God.
或者这个祷告也其实也就是来告诉，还来提醒耶和华。
This prayer is to remind God.
他来提醒耶和华说：“耶和华，求你纪念我在你面前怎样存完全的心，按诚实行事，又做你眼中看为善的。”
Hezekiah reminded God by saying, "Remember, Lord, how I have walked before you faithfully and with wholehearted devotion, and have done what is good in your eyes."
说完这些，西西家就痛哭了。
After saying this, Hezekiah wept bitterly.
他叫神纪念他过去在神面前是如何的存完全的心，按诚实行事，行耶和华眼中看为善、为正、为忠的事。
He asked God to remember how in the past he had walked before him with a devoted heart, acting faithfully and doing what was good, right, and faithful in God's eyes.
西西家他不愿意死。
Hezekiah does not want to die.
他想到他刚开始做王的时候，犹大国是在黑暗、荒凉和软弱的时候，因着他向耶和华所存完全的心，犹大国有了一个极大的复兴。
Hezekiah thought about the time when he was first becoming the king. The kingdom of Judah was in darkness, was in desolation and weakness. But because of his whole heart devotion to God, he experienced a great revival.
他们甚至击退了当时强大的亚述帝国。
They even defeated the powerful Assyria.
所以到了这个时候，西西家在列邦人的眼中是看为尊大的。
Therefore, Hezekiah was highly regarded among the other people, other nations.
而正在这个时候，神告诉他：“你必死，不能活了。”
But it was at that point that God told him that you will die and you will not recover.
我想西西家一定在想，怎么会呢？为什么呢？
I can imagine that Hezekiah was wondering why, how could this be?
我才把犹大国弄好，还没有开始享受，我怎么就病了呢？而且还病得要死。
I just got Judah back in order, and before I can even enjoy it, and I became ill, and even ill to the point of death.
所以西西家在耶和华面前痛哭。
So Hezekiah wept bitterly before God.
这弄得神非常的不忍心，就说：“我听见了你的祷告， 看见了你的眼泪，我必加增你十五年的寿数。
This may God have mercy on him who said, I have heard your prayer and seen your tears. I will add 15 years to your life.
接下来神要给西西家一个兆头，就问他要日冕向前十度呢，还是往后退十度。
Then God gave Hezekiah a sign. So he asked him, shall the shadow go forward 10 steps or shall it go back 10 steps?
如果我们有这样的一个选择的话，我们会怎么选呢？
If we have such a choice, what would you choose?
其实我觉得选任何的一个都不错。
I think either way it would be a good choice.
如果是往前进十度的话，那么我们主再来的日子就会近大概40分钟。
If you move 10 steps forward, the time for God's return will be 40 minutes earlier.
如果是往后退十度的话呢，那么我们可能就有机会来赎回一些被蝗虫所吃去的时间。
If we go back 10 steps, then we will have the opportunity to redeem some of the time that was eaten away by the locusts.
其实这个兆头是神让我们看见，无论是往前进或者往后退，我们的日子，我们的生命都是在神的手中。
But God wants us to see through this is no matter whether we step forward or backward, our time and our life is in God's hands.
神是用这个兆头来提醒西西家，也同样来提醒我们，神给我们的时间，给我们的生命，是叫我们来为主而活的。
God used this sign to tell Hezekiah, also to tell us,The time that he gave us is for us to live for him.
是叫我们来为主奔跑，而不是来为自己奔跑的。
It's for us to run for him, not for ourselves.
但很可惜，西西家用神所赐给他的十五年的时间和生命，他为自己来奔跑。
But unfortunately, Hezekiah used the 15 years God added to him to run for himself.
他为自己在地上积攒尊荣和资财。
He used the 15 years to acquire glory and riches.
所以圣经说到，西西家却没有照他所蒙的恩报答耶和华。
So the scripture says, Hezekiah did not respond appropriately for the benefit shown to him.
他不再为神而活，不再为神而奔跑，而是开始为自己来奔跑。
He no longer lived for God, no longer ran for God. Instead, he lived for himself and ran for himself.
当我们不再为神而奔跑，而开始为自己来奔跑的时候，我们就不再是一个奔跑在当跑的路上的人。
When we run for ourselves instead of our God, we are no longer run on the race marked out for us.
第二，我们不再奔跑的原因是因为我们开始以我们自己为满足和喜乐。
The second reason that we no longer run is because we seek satisfaction in ourselves.
当我们不再以神为我们的满足和喜乐的时候，我们就不再是一个奔跑的人。
When God is no longer our satisfaction and our joy, then we are no longer a runner.
当西西家病好之后，圣经在历代之下就记载到说他心里骄傲。
After Hezekiah recovered from his illness, the book of Chronicles said Hezekiah's heart was proud.
心里骄傲就是以自己为满足，以自己为喜乐。
Having a proud heart is to have found satisfaction, joy in oneself.
这就是西家当时心里的光景。
This is Hezekiah's inner condition.
所以接下来神就让一件事情发生。
So God allows one thing to happen.
是要来试验他，好知道他心内如何。
To test him to reveal what was in his heart.
在西家病好之后，巴比伦王就打发使者来安慰他。
After Hezekiah recovered, the king of Babylon sent envoys to him.
其实那时候巴比伦还没有兴起，还没有强大，只不过是一个非常不起眼的一个小的国家。
At that time, Babylon has not rise to power or prominence. It was just an insignificant country.
巴比伦王当时就打发了一个使臣，带着书信和礼物来慰问西西家。
At that time, King of Babylon sent an envoy with a letter and gifts to see Hezekiah.
我们看见西西家就非常的高兴。
We can see Hezekiah was extremely pleased.
西西家欢喜见使者，就把自己宝库的金子、银子、香料、贵重的膏油和他武库的一切的军器，并所有的财宝都给他们看。
Hezekiah received the envoy gladly and showed them what was in his storehouse.The silver, the gold, the spices, the fine olive oil, his entire armory and everything found among his treasures.
他家中和全国之内的西西家没有一样不给他们看的。
There was nothing in his palace or in all his kingdom that Hezekiah did not show them.
西西家为什么会这么做呢？
Why did he do that?
因为他心里实在以他现在所拥有的荣华和富贵为满足为喜乐。
Because his heart was truly satisfied and joyful to have all the riches he has.
他要叫世人知道他的荣华，他要叫世人看见他的丰富。
He wants to make the world to see his splendor and to see the abundant riches or wealth he had.
我想西西家当时可能是觉得这个样子才是活出一个王的样子。
I think Hezekiah thinks this is the condition that a king should deserve.
以前他所做的无非是开圣殿的门，洁净修理圣殿，献祭敬拜这些事情。
What he had done was to open the doors of the temple of God, was to only worship and repair the temple and offer sacrifice.
现在我才真正的以王的身份向世人展示我的尊荣，我的丰富。
Now I'm showing the world the majesty that I have as a king.
虽然这件事情是能够极大的让西西家来满足和喜悦的，但这绝不是一件能够让神喜悦的事情。
Even though such thing can bring great satisfaction and joy to Hezekiah, this is definitely not something pleased God.
反而在神的眼中，西西家是做了一件极其愚昧的事。
On the contrary, God looked at this as a very foolish thing.
所以神就告诉西西家，日子必到，凡你家里所有的，并你列祖积蓄到如今的，都要被掳到巴比伦去，不留一样。这是耶和华说的。
So God tell Hezekiah, the time will surely come when everything in your palace and all that your predecessors have stored up, well, until this day will be carried off to Babylon. Nothing will be left, says the Lord.
结果一百年之后，犹大国就被巴比伦王尼布甲尼撒灭亡，百姓被掳到了巴比伦。
And as a result, 100 years later, the kingdom of Judah was destroyed by Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon, and the people were taken into exile.
神是赐恩典、赐祝福的神。
God is someone who gives grace and blessings.
但当我们在享用神给我们的这一切的恩典跟祝福的时候，如果我们不是带着感恩的心，而是心生骄傲的时候，这些本来神给我们的祝福就会变成了咒诅。
However, when we enjoy all the blessings and grace from God, our heart is filled with pride, then this blessing will become a curse.
圣经说道，你有什么不是领受的呢？若是领受的，为何自夸，仿佛不是领受的呢？
The scripture says, what do you have that you did not receive? And if you did receive it, why do you boast as though you did not?
神给了西西家多15年的寿命，他却白白浪费掉了。
God gave Hezekiah additional 15 years, but he wasted it.
这15年西西家不再是一个奔跑的人，而是一个白活了15年的人。
During these 15 years, Hezekiah no longer was a runner for God, but he wasted.
不仅如此，在这15年中，他生了一个儿子叫马拿西。
And during these 15 years, he gave birth to a son called Manasseh.
后来马拿西作王的时候，行耶和华眼中看为恶的事，带给百姓极大的灾难。
When Manasseh became the king, he did something evil in God's eyes and brought great disasters among the people.
愿我们不是一个以自己的喜乐为满足的人。
May we not be satisfied with our own joy.
我们所拥有的一切，无非是从神那里领受的。
All that we receive are from God.
叫我们能够来脱离我们心里的骄傲。
We may be rescued from the pride in our heart.
单单的以神为我们的满足和喜乐。
And to have God solely as our satisfaction and joy.
好叫我们能够来一直跑在当跑的路上。
So we can persistently run on the race marked out for us.
今天我们一起略略的看到了发生在西家身上的一些事情。
Today we were able to see a few things that happened to Hezekiah.
我们愿意这些西家的经历能够来成为我们众人的学习。
May the experiences of Hezekiah become lessons for us.
无论是从他得胜的经历或者他失败的经历上。
whether those are his victories or his failures.
愿这些都能够来成为我们众人的帮助，来成为我们的益处。
May all those experiences help us and benefit us.
神不仅救我们，他也召我们奔在那摆在我们前头的路程。
God not only saved us, but also He called us to run the race marked out for us.
我们每一个得救的基督徒都应该是一个奔跑的人，而不是一个闲站的人。
All of us who are saved by God's grace should be runners, not an idle bystander.
我们要来一起来学习看到作王前十四年的西西家，他是一个不断奔跑的人。
We should see that the Hezekiah during his first 14 years of reign, he was a runner.
我们要成为一个以神家的事为念的人，是一个为着神而不断奔跑的人。
We need to be someone who is mindful of the things in God's house, who are persistent runner for God.
我们在神的家中是要是一个每天早晨来开门的人，每天都要来敬拜侍奉神的人，每天都要来与神有交通的人。
We need to open the doors of the temple of God every morning. To every day, we need to worship God and serve the Lord daily.
我们要成为一个以神的喜乐为喜乐的人。
We need to delight in the things that delights God.
以神的满足为满足的人。
Be satisfied with the things that satisfy God.
是一个为着神的喜乐、神的满足而来不断奔跑的人。
Those who run for the satisfaction and joy of the Lord.
要在我们的中间充满着从神而来的喜乐。
We want God's joy to fill us.
让这个满意的喜乐能够来激励我们，能够不断的奔跑。
So this overflowing joy can constrain us to persistently run.
我们也要成为一个以神的话为力量的人。
We also need to be someone strengthened by God's word.
使神的话成为我们奔跑道路上的灯和光。
So that God's word continue to be the light on our path.
使神的光，使神的话能够来成为我们不断奔跑力量的源泉。
God's word will be the strength for us continuous running.
同时，我们也要从西西家后十五年他失败的经历当中来成为我们的提醒，不叫我们落在同样的光景当中，变成一个不再奔跑的人。
At the same time, during the 15 years of his failure, may this experience also help to remind us we will not stop to be the runner of God. We'll continue to run for God.
我们要被提醒，我们的奔跑是为着神，而不是为着我们自己。
We need to be reminded that we run for God, not for ourselves.
当我们开始为着我们自己来奔跑的时候，我们就不再是一个在神的道路上奔跑的人。
When we start to run for ourselves, we were no longer runners on God's course.
让主叫我们脱离为我们自己而活的光景，只单单的为我们死而复活的主活，重新成为一个奔跑的人。
May God rescue us from being the runners for ourselves, but become someone who live for God and run for God.
我们要被提醒，我们的奔跑是为着神的喜乐和满足，不是为了我自己的喜乐和满足。
We need to be reminded that we run for the satisfaction and joy of God, not for the satisfaction and joy for ourselves.
当我们开始有了自己的喜乐和满足，我们心里面就会骄傲，我们就要来自己来做王。
When we find satisfaction and joy in ourselves, then our heart will be filled with pride, and we want to be the king ourselves.
愿主给我们这样一个恩典，让我们能够来脱离我们心中的骄傲，我们能够来存心谦卑。
May God give us the grace so we can remove this pride in our heart, so we can have a humble and teachable heart.
让我们能够来脱离我们外面自夸的光景，过一个继续不断向下扎根的生活，好叫我们是一个不断奔跑的人。
So we can be rescued from this boastful heart and have a life continually rooting down and to run for God.
以赛亚书是一本先知书。是圣经所有十七本圣经先知书当中的第一本。
As Book of Isaiah is a prophetic book, it's one the first of the 17 prophetic book in the Bible.
先知书就是先知说预言的书。
A prophetic book is a book of the prophecies said by the prophets.
但很特别，在六十六章的以赛亚书当中，有四整章是讲西西家王。后十五年的经历。
But among the 16 chapters of this this book, the four chapters are devoted to the experience of the Hezekiah.
好像就是让我们能够来看见西西家如何从一个一开始问神竭力奔跑的人，到后面却落在各样的困倦、疲乏、软弱之中，而不再奔跑了。
This seems to allow us to see how Hezekiah became someone who ran for God wholeheartedly and then fell into a condition that was weariness, fatigue and weakness.
但感谢主，西西家的故事在以赛亚书中是结束在39章。
But thankfully, the story of Hezekiah ended in chapter 39.
但以赛亚书并没有结束在那里。
But this is not the ending of the book of Isaiah.
在接下来的第四十章就给我们看见了答案。
The answer lies in chapter 40.
在那里就说到，你岂不曾知道，岂不曾听见，永在的神耶和华，创造地极的主，并不疲乏，也不困倦，他的智慧无法测度。
Chapter 40 says, Do you not know, have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary.And his understanding no one can fathom.
疲乏的他赐能力，软弱的他加力量。
He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak.
那等候耶和华的必重新得力，他们必如鹰展翅上腾，他们奔跑却不困倦，行走却不疲乏。
But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint.
我们要来感谢我们的神是不疲倦是不困乏的神
We want to thank our Lord who does not grow weary or faint
神对我们人是没有灰心没有失望而是继续的在我们身上他的工作
He does not lose heart or become discouraged by us but he continues his work in us
他的工作就是疲乏的他赐能力软弱的他加力量
His work is to strengthen those who are weary and increase the power of the weak.
他赐他的儿子耶稣基督给我们，叫耶稣基督成为我们荣耀的盼望。
He gave his son Jesus to us so that Jesus can be our glorious hope.
但那等候耶和华的，就是以我们的主为盼望的，必重新得力。
Those who hope in the Lord will regain their strength.
愿我们以我们的主为我们的盼望，让我们在奔跑的时候能够重新得力。
May the Lord be our glorious hope, so when we run, we can regain our strength.
让我们能够一直在当跑的路上不断的奔跑，是一个奔跑不困倦的人。
So we can continuously and persistently running on the race marked out for us.
直到跑进我们当跑的路。
Until we finish the race.
我们低头祷告。
Let's bow our head and pray.
主，我们感谢你。你把你的心意更多更清楚的让我们能够来明白
Lord we thank you for revealing your heart to us
我们也感谢你不仅救我们也叫我们能够来丰丰富富的进神的国
We thank you that you not only saved us but you want us to abundantly enter your kingdom
你来招我们来奔那摆在我们前面的路程
You call us to run the race marked out for us
我们求你能够来帮助我们使我们成为一个不断奔跑的人
May you help us to become the persistent runners.
我们奔跑疲乏的时候，你来赐能力，能够来给我们。
And you will give us strength when we are weary.
我们奔跑软弱的时候，你来加力量给我们。
And you will increase the power when we are weak.
愿我们的主能够来成为我们的盼望，让我们在奔跑的时候能够来重新得力。
May you be our hope, so we can regain our strength when we run.
愿我们在当跑的路上是一个奔跑不困倦的人直到跑进我们当跑的路
May we be a persistent runner on the race that was marked out for us until we finish the race
我们感谢主奉主耶稣基督的名祷告
We thank you Lord in Jesus name Amen,
Amen.
Let's continue to respond to the message in prayers.
Thank you, Lord, for giving us this wonderful message.
亲爱的主，感谢你赐给我们这样的信息。在这个母亲节的周日，在西西家二十五岁的时候， 就在神的家服侍。主，愿我们在我们当跑的路上不断奔跑，还以神的家事为念。
不
要为我们自己而奔跑，
rather for your eternal purpose,
而是为着神永远的旨意而奔跑。
So that we may regain the strength,
所以我们能够重新得力。就像如鹰一样，展翅上腾。
We shall run and not be weary.
让我们奔跑。
We shall walk and not faint.
让我们
encourage each one of us.
疲乏的你赐能力，软弱的你加力量。
Blessing be to your people.
求你祝福你的子民。耶稣名。